Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Elevated Places with Dr. Ava Mahan. Dr. Ava is a gifted attorney, researcher, lecturer, and author of 5 books. She received her Juris Doctorate from Georgetown University in Washington, D.C., and is a member of the New York Bar Association. Dr. Ava has been featured in Essence magazine many times and was named by Essence as being one of America's most powerful black women. Join Dr. Ava every Thursday evening on Elevated Places, where you will hear a message that will provide you with the tools needed to repair and uplift the spirit, moral character, and living condition of the black man and woman. Our call-in number is 347-324-5091, or visit us on our radio show page at blogtalkradio.com/elevatedplaces. And now, here is your host, Dr. Ava Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome tonight to Elevated Places. I am the regular co-host with our wonderful sister, Dr. Ava Muhammad, who will be on with us later. But we want to thank everyone for coming in. We do apologize for the technical difficulties that we are having at this moment, but you can still call in tonight at area code 347-324-5091. You are tuned in to Elevated Places. We're live here, and tonight we're going to have a lot of things to discuss tonight, but we do want the callers to fuel us tonight. We are really, really want to hear from our callers, as we know there's a lot of things that are going on, and we're going to make sure that we get right into that. So one of the things we want to do is kind of just welcome first our Elevated Places contributor, Dr. Reginald Muhammad. Welcome to Elevated Places.
Hi, Assalamu alaikum. I'm on the road. I'm not in the baby plane, so I'll probably go run into some blank spots, but glad to be here and waiting on them questions. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam. So we thank you for coming. And I do want to say that even though this is, we have our wonderful sister, Dr. Ava Muhammad, who we want to make sure that you follow on Twitter at Dr. Ava Muhammad. We want to make sure that you follow her and ask her questions. But I do want to remind everybody that we are still making sure that everybody goes to NOI.org and see Minister Farrakhan's series, The Time and What Must Be Done. The Time and What Must Be Done. His last one was part 34, and we rebroadcast that last Saturday and played it this Sunday. So you can go to NOI.org or NOI.org/The Time, and it's part 34. You do not want to miss this. And also, what did you say, Brother Richard?
I just said that's right.
Yes, sir, and we must see that. We must hear from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and his instructions and guidance as he gave them to the President, President Barack Obama. And we know that in the latest edition of the Final Call newspaper, there is an article to him and the staff and to the government, a letter of guidance and warning as it relates to Syria. And we want to thank our brother and sister, first, of course, Dr. Ava Muhammad, our brother, Brother Abdul Muhammad, also Brother National Student Assistant, Brother Ishmael Muhammad, and our National Attorney, Brother Arf Muhammad, for leading a panel discussion at the National Headquarters, Mons Mariam in Chicago, after the viewing this past Sunday, which was very powerful. And I got to give a personal shout-out to a friend of mine that was in attendance to that powerful lecture, poet extraordinaire Amaris Howard. She's on loan to Chicago right now. She was doing her poetry being down here in North Carolina, but she was in the final call. She asked questions. As well as, since Dr. Ava is not all the way to here, I also want to just go straight to let people know about some announcements and some things that are coming up. As we know, the issue of Syria has caused the Congressional Black Caucus leadership to say, you know, limit your comments on Syria until they've been brief, or maybe they get the story right from those that are being now advised. But the Congressional Black Caucus on next week will be having their annual conference from the 18th to 21st. I'll be there in attendance at the Congressional Black Caucus in D.C. So those that want to come, come on out. And also, it's very, very important that we support the National Student Conference October the 19th at Tuskegee University. That's October the 19th at Tuskegee University. If you didn't know, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in the 90s and 80s was on the college campuses strong, and then they started to ban the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And in the last 2 years, he's been on black college tours. You know, he's been into Howard, Prairie View, Alabama A&M, been to Pine Bluff, been all over Lemoyne, Bowie, of course, Tuskegee. And I know I'm missing some of the colleges, but he's been all around back on the college tours. So we're trying to have a national student conference October the 19th. And you can go to buildinganewworldconference.com, buildinganewworldconference.com. And conference is just C-O-N-F. But go sign up and come on down for that. Hotel registration is online. And as well as October the 20th, you do not want to miss the 18th anniversary of the Million Man March held in Tuskegee. So you want to come on down to Tuskegee, Alabama, to hear the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan give a free, just show up. It's a free lecture October the 20th to hear Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan down Tuskegee. So we want to make sure that you're there. We want to make sure that you're in attendance. So, Dr. Richard, what's been going on in your area while we have you on the line right now?
That was funny. You usually give the news, but I will express a few things that we found here in the woods. Last Thursday, I was with the Independent Black Farmers, as you know, up in Atlanta, and we did a protest in front of CNN about how the U.S. Department of Agriculture has treated the black farmers. Now, of course, the CNN people did not come out to give an interview to the black farmers, but we did were able to give out a lot of information to the people on the streets and in traffic. But I'm just trying to explain to the black farmers that we have been trying to get to the media for a number of years with the Pickford case, and the media will not address the issues of what's going on with the black farmers, because the government is doing exactly what it planned to do, and that is eliminate black farmers, support Monsanto and the big corporations who are producing poison and feeding the people poison to kill millions and billions of people on the planet. And therefore, the poor black farmers are right in the middle of a struggle and don't even know that they are a target, because all the things they want to do is grow and produce good food for people, but they don't understand that that's not what this government wants, and that the big corporations, including the media, are not going to address their issues until the public is aware. But how do we get the public aware? We thank Elevated Places for a platform just to be able to get information out to the people, and we got to understand how important Elevated Places is, because this is one of the few places that you can get unfiltered information so that you can make the proper decisions in your life. So that's my report. We are here struggling with farming and trying to explain to the people why farming is important to them, because most people think they just go down to MacDuff and Burger King and Kentucky Fried and, you know, Taco Hell and Boa Still Hanging and get what you want to eat and you go survive. But that's something that's pure deep. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, sir, we thank you for that, Dr. Richard. And it's interesting that you were talking about that in Monsanto, and we're dealing with the whole issue of building a new world, going to Tuskegee, the minister reintroducing the economic blueprint of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And so as I was at a university at a career day, everybody was piling up trying to look for a job, putting, you know, get internships and jobs. And outside, it was this beautiful, huge, to me beautiful, because the minister makes things look beautiful, but it was a John Deere, a big John Deere tractor. And, you know, so most people just pass by that, not knowing that's so valuable to the building a new world, the new future, because farming is to be the new Wall Street, the new bankers, you know, the elite, those that are farming the land. So it's interesting how no one was crowded around the tractor to see how to build the world versus trying to, and there's nothing wrong with a college student going to a career fair and getting good jobs, but, you know, the fact that the minister is leading us into building a nation and a world and not just to get a job, as the March talked about jobs and justice instead of a black economy and justice for all.
What is a good job? I mean, we should have seen what happened to our parents, those who were young and see their parents in the system. You get chewed up, tossed around the country, and then they take their job and they take it overseas. So what is a good job? You know, Minister Ava, Dr. Ava, she talks about making a living instead of getting a job. So we have to learn how to be useful to people, and people will pay us for the utility that we bring, but we have to think in terms of being useful. And we as farmers, we know we're useful, but the system doesn't want the people to know our usefulness until they kill us all off. So a good job, what is a good job? This is something we must discuss in Tuskegee. What is a quote-unquote good job?
Well, and I think that's a very good question. And we do have a caller. I'm going to get to you in 1 second, but I want to remind everybody that this call tonight is really a discussion. We do know the issue of Syria going on, and as I say, you are tuned into Elevated Places. Dr. Ava will be coming on tonight, so don't just hang up. We still want to hear your voice. We still want to have a discussion. And I would even say that we want to throw the mic kind of open, not really just a wild open mic, but an open mic, maybe your feelings about the words of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan as it relates to Syria. What do you feel about the upcoming Holy Day of Atonement in Tuskegee, Alabama? You know, what are your thoughts? What are your opinions? Or maybe there's something burning or some good issues that are going on throughout the community. And I don't want to ever forget that we are live on KBOL 100 FM in Waterloo, Iowa, with, you know, Brother Michael Muhammad. We thank him for that work and making sure that we're on. Not only are we on Elevated Places on KBOL 100, but also the Time of What Must Be Done series down there. And we thank Brother Michael for that as we're airing live. And also, I just wanted to also give a shout out to our brother Jaleel Muhammad, who's on the road. He was thinking at Howard. I think he was going to Bowie to make sure we drum up the students to get to our student conference down in Tuskegee at Tuskegee University on the 19th, and we're just going to be in the city of Tuskegee on the 20th. And you can also go to NOI.org to learn more about the Holy Day of Atonement. But I want to jump right into these phone lines, but remember to call in 347-324-5091, 347-324-5091. I don't have the names of everyone tonight, but I'm going to go ahead and give the area code of the first caller, and it's a caller from 313, maybe Detroit or Michigan. Welcome to Elevated Places. Caller, are you there from 313? All right. So hopefully we can get the caller in a few. Don't know what's going on. We're not as technically savvy tonight, but if the caller is still there, I think they're saying the mic is live. So are you there, caller? Area code 313?
Yes, sir.
There you go. Welcome to Elevated Places.
Thank you. Wish to extend greetings to the panel and to all of the listening audience. And I would just like to make a comment, please.
Yep, ma'am.
That I believe it is now time for us to just go for self. We have for too long been the slaves and helpers of someone else. Dr. Ridgely made a statement a few weeks back that the white man actually lives to keep the mighty black God under his feet. And I think I read in one of Dr. Ava's books that we need to come to grips with the fact that the foundation of the Caucasian male's worldly power and authority depends on containing the black God. We need to get away from him. So as we listen to Elevated Places, we need to hear and obey the minister with the word of God in his lectures of the time and what must be done. I'm an 82-year-old woman, and I'm just tired. I'm just tired of just continually being a help to someone else and not going for ourselves for all of these years. So I thank you.
Well, thank you so much.
No, we thank you for those words. And, you know, I'm going to say a couple of words, and I know Dr. Ridgely has some words that he would like to add. You know, I think one of the things that, you know, we have to always remember as the minister speaks, he's not speaking just mere words, but he's speaking divine instructions and divine guidance. And not only that, we have to look at he's in the spiritual line of the messages and prophets before him. He's shaped in divine scripture, and we know that every prophet or messenger of God that was sent, you know, he gave the word, and he is doing his job to deliver a clear guidance and a clear warning to the people. And really, it's not on him anymore. It's on us. When are we going to decide to adhere and not hear with our ears, but hear in the ability to perform what we hear into action? So taking those nickels and dimes, what he asked us to pull together, and then at the Holy Day of Atonement, he announced a bank account that we need to deposit, that we trust great and true leadership to start buying farmland, to start acquiring businesses, so that we're not looking for someone to give us a job, but we will be making an economy where not only will we have employment for our people, but we will also be able to feed and clothe our people and provide shelter for our people, and that money and everything else will also continue to roll right back into the community. So I totally agree with all that you're saying. Dr. Ridgely, did you want to add?
Well, the only thing I want to add is that, you know, we are a traumatized and hypnotized people.
Yes, sir.
We've been traumatized through slavery, through the lynchings, through the assassination of our leaders, and then we've been hypnotized through the media, through the television, through the music. And we just have to break away and decide that we're going to think and do for ourselves. And one of the things they did over this last 30 years,
yes,
was as we ran after these jobs, they moved us around the country. And where we live at, we know nobody there. Most of the time, we don't know our neighbors. We don't actually live in communities, and it's from communities that you can develop an economy, you can develop a social structure. But they broke that up when they gave us these jobs and these briefcases, and they sent us all across the country. And so like now, people want to do things, they don't know anybody. So we got to figure out a way to get close together with those who want to do something. So we say that whenever the minister goes to an area and he speaks and everybody comes out to those events, it's up to the people who come to those events to learn and meet those people who are at those events, because that is your spiritual family.
Yes, sir.
And now you need to build from that awakened set of people a community in your area, because without you having enough people, synergism, enough people together to get a movement started locally, you cannot affect it nationally. So we have to begin to learn each other and find those people who are in our community, who are awake, and let's move out with that group of people and do a few things, and then we'll attract the rest of the people. But we've got to start with a nucleus of people who are going to do something locally, and then that will spread abroad. But we think in terms of these whole big issues, but we have to begin to organize on a local basis.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, sister. Yes, sir. Thank you. I'm Sister Ruby Muhammad from Detroit.
Yes, All right, sister.
Yes,
sir. So once again, this is Elevated Places. I'm the co-host to our wonderful scholar, Dr. Ava Muhammad, who will be joining us shortly. As you know, she is The student national representative, the Honorable Minister Louis, the national spokesperson for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, student national spokesperson for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and she's requested all across the country, literally all across the world, and we know that she is going to be on the call tonight, and while we're waiting for her to come to give us some more of her powerful insight on what's been going on world affairs, we want to, you know, hear from our next caller. And before that caller comes on, we want to remind everybody we are driven by the caller. So the call-in number is 347-324-5091, 347-324-5091. If this is your first time on Elevated Places, what are your thoughts about issues going on in the community? What are your thoughts about world affairs? What do you think about the condition of black people in America doing for self, or anything that you may think is necessary for the people and the masses to hear? We welcome your call for this timely discussion on Elevated Places. We're now going to go to the next caller, whose area code is 646. Welcome to Elevated Places. Next caller from area code 646. Welcome to Elevated Places.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
salam.
I'm Sister Rachel from New York City. Dr. Ridley was speaking about the jobs being shipped to other countries, which is true. But what about the jobs that the people in prisons are doing for free that the people who are not in prison could be doing to support that could the people who are not in prison could be doing to support families?
That's very correct, sister. That is very correct. We can't find a job when we're free, but when we're enslaved again, they can find something for us to do. That's very correct.
Yes.
You know, and the other side of that, you know, sister, as we know that when we look at the economy and we're looking at the society and we can't find money for Medicare, or we can't find money for Social Security, or we can't find money for education, but for whatever reason, there's a surplus of money for war. We always have the ability to have war. And I think we talked about this last week, but be very clear that one of the things that happened, you know, after slavery, you know, as Dr. Ava talked about it, you know, we didn't have all these jails and prisons and all this stuff. You know, after all during slavery, you know, you may have a sheriff in town, but it was only after, you know, slavery was quote unquote abolished, emancipated, or however you want to say, that the whole process of police and them going after slaves, that the police came into question and then housing these people that didn't do what they supposed to do as sharecroppers and this whole prison industrial complex. So when we're looking at the 13th Amendment, you know, we got to understand that that 13th Amendment just said except in the acts of crime. So we now see in the prison industrial complex is not jobs that can be offered to just the common man and woman, but jobs to help continue to build a country and a world for those that want to be rich. Just as slaves were used to build the country, they're still using the prison industrial complex as a tool for that. So those jobs are there. But I think one of the things we always have to remind ourselves is that no one is going to give us anything. That's why the minister is leading us and guiding us to do something for ourselves, and that starts with getting land and having agriculture. But we do agree with what you're mentioning, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you. This is and the time, and what must be done.
That's right. And at this time, we want to thank everybody for your patience with myself and Dr. Ridley. But I know and I'm guaranteed that y'all waiting to hear from this person, the author and creator of this show, Elevated Places, the one that we know is not just a sister minister. She's a mother. She's a friend. She's a wife. She's an attorney. She's a spiritual teacher. She's a heavyweight in teaching the word of God, and we are so thankful that she is on now. So I know the switchboard is about to light up. So you are on Elevated Places. Call and at 347-324-5091. But let's give a big round of applause for our sister. I want y'all to clap out there in the audience, Dr. Ava Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum.
And she's smart and she can talk. So go ahead on, talk, Sister Ava. Assalamu alaikum.
I just wanted to say to both of you how good you sound. I just caught the very, very end, and it's great being on the listening in. And I just caught where Brother Terrence is talking about always having sufficient resources for military spending. Sure. You know, and I just thought that was excellent. And I want to thank you all and thank the listeners and thank Sister Rona for handling the calls, and Brother Terrence for hosting, and Dr. Ridgely for lending his brilliant analysis to this hour. So much is happening, you know. So I just, you all continue on. I'll join in wherever we are.
All right. Well, we're going to go
home.
Yeah, we're taking calls. And once again, like I said,
okay.
Nana, you do have Dr. Ava on the line. We are open mic tonight, but we want to make sure that we're concentrated, not just so open, but we want to be concentrating on what's been talked about, what's been discussed in the world, in the media. I did mention that Zimmerman's back, you know, in the court again, which is very interesting. But, you know, we want to talk about the words of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan as it relates to Syria. We want to talk about the words of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan as it relates to the land and land acquisition.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, for the callers that may not be in the nation or with Minister Farrakhan, I would say just this. What are your views? What are your thoughts? What are your concerns about what's going on in the world today, as yesterday was the commemoration of 9/11? What are your thoughts about what really happened 9/11? What are your thoughts about just economy and our nation? You know, we want to hear from you. So if you're not necessarily a supporter or a member of the nation, we still welcome your call to 347-324-5091. And we have another call from area code 901. Area code 901, welcome to Elevated Places.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Terrence and Sister Ava and Dr. Ridgely. This is Brother Hoyle from Memphis.
Yes,
all right.
Well, sir. Yeah, the sister that just called and talked about the military spending, the minister said it was discretionary spending. That's the word he used for your budget of 2014. It shows that 57% of the proposed spending is for the military, while only 6% is earmarked for education. Only 1% is earmarked for food and agriculture. And that's hard. Yeah, but I really wanted to comment on that beautiful letter that was sent by Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in this latest final call. And I'm just going to read a little bit of it, and a lot of people in the listening audience think about it. It says, although President Obama, this is the third paragraph, although President Obama says that this will be a limited surgical strike, I'm deeply concerned that a larger war will materialize and America will be forced put American soldiers in harm's way to accomplish their desired results. What is the real purpose of this intervention? What do we plan to do in the event of the regime falls and the leadership of Syria falls into the hands of those who are not necessarily fans of America? Another civil war takes place over, and who will be in political power in Syria? If Russia and the others intervene in possible wider conflict that engulf in the entire Middle East, events and circumstances will manifest and that our brightest minds had not considered, making a messy situation even messier. I'm pleading with you on the behalf of a war-weary American people and the suffering peoples of the world and the needs of the American people that will further delayed in being satisfied, which will produce negative results in the inside of America, creating the same kind of backlash and vitriol as we saw when the American people revolted against the war in Vietnam. And that's a beautiful part. It's the letter's in the paper and it's on the internet. But, you know, the minister's warning the people. It was beautiful. And I advise the people to read that letter. And, you know, I was listening how they were talking against Putin today. But, you know, just Putin was just putting it out there, too. And we're just going to see what I just pray for the best. But, you know, it's all written. And all we can do is, like I said, I was at a talk show, and the guy, he was speaking, you know, kind of for the, you know, trying to talk up for the Zionists. You know, it was a talk black talk show. And he said, "What are we going to do?" I said, "Well," I said, "the answer is October 20th. I said, "Everything's going to be laid out. And then the Holy Day of Atonement." I said, "All of what we need to do," I said, "number one is separation and economic development." I said, "Our minister is going to lay it out for us." So, but you know, I just wanted to comment on that. I'm going to let somebody else talk. But thanks for you. You all are doing a great job. And listen on it. Get that new paper. The letter's in there. It's a beautiful. The minister is so beautifully written. As-salamu alaykum, family.
And you know, right now, as we speak, and as to the minister's point about where this could lead, if there is an attack, Libya, which, as the minister noted, Libya was once the most advanced nation on the continent of Africa, and had one of the most advanced medical healthcare systems, almost zero unemployment, and now it's a country that lies in ruin. If any of you have ever seen the films, any of those Mel Gibson films from the early 80s, Mad Max and Road Warrior, or any of those apocalyptic films where there's nothing left, the world has destroyed itself. That's how Libya is starting to look. There is no leadership there. And as the minister pointed out, as long as Muammar Gaddafi was in leadership, you would never have had an assassination of a U.S. ambassador.
True.
Now right. That has occurred. Americans have been killed. And so they think that they can control the outcome. Only Allah can control the outcome of what he puts in motion. As human beings, we do have force and power, which is an attribute of Allah, God. However, unlike Allah, we can put something in motion, but we can't really control its outcome. And so, as the minister said to them, you know, you plan, but Allah plans. And so Vladimir Putin wrote the editorial in the New York Times, and I thought it was highly intelligent. But naturally, it was met by these racist congresspeople over here with the worst type of responses. John Boehner, the House Speaker, said he was insulted. The leadership of America has such an inability to listen to and process the views of anybody but themselves that it is the arrogance is just stunning. But the New York Times did run it, and Putin said that it's very dangerous when you push this idea, this American exceptionalism. And he talked about how we're all different, but, and this is Putin in his writing, he said we're all different, but when we ask for the Lord's blessings, we must not forget that God created us equal. And the White House's response to Putin's statements is that they're irrelevant. So I just see the difficulty, you know, that anybody has with trying to reason with this government.
Well, you know, the question is, which government is this? It seems to be just an arm of Israel. And
yes.
If you study the mindset of the so-called Jews, they actually believe that they are better than the rest of humanity. Therefore, this idea of exceptionalism actually comes from the idea of themselves, and they're the ones who's really at the top, who's running, pulling the strings behind the seats of power in America, and it's the one who taught about the Ham's curse, and taught about white supremacy. They're the ones who made white supremacy, these people who call themselves Jews. We go to see the relationship between blacks and Jews again. You will see these people behind the scenes manipulate things. Now, so they believe somehow they are better. And we know that in the Holy Quran, we're taught that it was Iblis who thought he was better. And therefore, that makes Iblis Satan a devil. So when you think you are better, then you are, in fact, devil. And this is a devil-driven mm-hmm. country. And we'll go back to the seat of who runs it. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he called America Israel. That's why we're the children of Israel.
That's right.
So Israel is not just that little place in Palestine. That was a place that was set up by America and Britain for a certain purpose. But it's still under that mentality of those people who think they are exceptional to everybody else in the human race and believe they can do to them what they want and extract what they want. But there is a new God on the scene today after 6,000 years of Yahshua. And soon we will see his power, and we hope that we've gotten all of our people on the right side of that power.
That's exactly right.
That's right. Well, once again, you know, we want to let everybody know what we're going to do tonight. We do, you are listening to Elevated Places with your host, Dr. Ava Muhammad. We are gearing to set her up where she doesn't have to do hosting tonight. She's going to just do what she did this Sunday on WBON. Don't forget, you can catch her every Sunday now on WBON. And you can check that on iHeartRadio. And it comes on at 5 p.m. Central Time, 4 p.m. 4 p.m. Central and 5 p.m. Eastern. I'm on my time. That's 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern on WVON. And you can get the app, iHeartRadio, so you can hear her and make sure you listen to her. And the article that the brother just mentioned is War with Syria Means Disaster, warns Farrakhan, and it is in the latest edition of The Final Call. You can go to finalcall.com, and you can see that letter. And I failed to mention also that there's an announcement. Attention all youth, get ready. The 2014 National STEM Competition is being launched. Create an educational game, tool, or invention based on science, technology, engineering, and math, and win a shopping spree to discoverthis.com. Competition starts November 1st. You can go to www.stemstarters.com. That's stemstarters.com for more details. And this is getting our young people involved in educational ways of using their minds and come up with creative things as we watch the students of the school Elevated Places doing miraculous things with science and technology as the student conference is coming up in Tuskegee. So just as I said, we're setting Dr. Ava up just to take your questions. Call into 347-324-5091. We got a list of callers. My next caller comes from area code 225. Welcome to Elevated Places.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
How y'all doing this afternoon?
Fine. Brother Ali.
Doing great. How are you, sir?
Yes, doing really good. The Sister Ava done a series some time ago, and it's really more relevant today than yesterday. The name of it is Mind Wars.
Yes.
And I think we all should dust it out and pay close attention to what she done during those series, because really what y'all are doing is really in obedience to what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan asked us to do in entering into deliberative dialogue so that we can solve problems and come to consensus. Because many of our people, when they get on panel discussions, you hear them saying that our people need more education and they need more jobs or more religion or more politics. But in reality, what we need is total separation and sovereignty so that we can actually activate all of those named above. Now, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan done a press conference May 3rd, 2004 in Washington, D.C. We should go and listen to it again. He took out a full-page ad in the USA Today, and he talked about everything that's going on now in detail. He even warned Muammar Gaddafi of what they would do to him, even though he was trying to turn in his weapons at the time.
Right.
In this time dispensation, silence is a form of consent, and me and our group, we all went to see the butler, not together, but each of us went to see the butler. And one of the things they told the butler in his training was that when you serve white people, they like for you to be silent and unseen.
Yes. Yes.
And so many of us are silent on what we saw Mr. Obama do the other night during Syria, particularly the Congressional Black Caucus. But many people, they don't know what to say. But here's what's going to happen. I'm hearing people talk about what's going to happen to him when he leaves office. We should be thinking about what's going to happen to us, because he's destroying the black male image all over the world, in particular when he could go through the door of no return, Gory Island, and come from that, and the first thing that pops out of his mouth is about how many rights he needs to give homosexuals. He goes to Russia,
that's right.
And he comes from Russia and tells Putin that he needs to do more for homosexuals.
Right.
He goes to Senegal,
that's right,
and tells the president of Senegal what all he needs to do for homosexuals. And
that's
then
right.
You get Al Sharpton sitting on 60 Minutes. You can YouTube it. You should see what this man is saying. And for us, you know, we don't have to be repugnant or vile, but at some point we got to see that these people are becoming rapidly the national representatives of Satan. And there is a national representative of Christ on the scene, and it ain't Barack Obama. It's the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So we don't need to be silent. And I just think that what you all are doing in helping the little believers have a platform for deliberative dialogue, because it ain't the people. The people want separation, but they need someone who can articulate the idea. And right now, as Sister Ava said years ago, this is a mind war. And we got to hurry up and pick up the pace. And if you're embarrassed about the idea of separation, then sit down. Don't say nothing. We don't need you to speak if you're embarrassed about the idea, because this is a war of ideas. So just want to thank y'all and love the show. As-salamu alaykum.
We love you back. Wa alaykum salam. And you know, that scene where the brother told in the training process of Cecil Gaines, which really began as a little boy, after his owner's son shot his father between the eyes for standing up, and just looking this white man in the face after the white man raped his wife in front of everyone, and David Banner, who we had on the show, who played the father, Cecil Gaines, told his son right before he stood up to face this white man, he said, it's their world, not ours. But he made a decision in that moment that he was going to stand up and be a man, but he knew he would die for it. He didn't even say anything. He just made eye contact with this beast. And at a certain point in his development, as Brother pointed out, he was told that they want you quiet. They don't want you to be noticeable. And in fact, one man told him, he said, when you are in the room with them, he was so good at his job, he was assigned to the Oval Office to serve the president. And he said, whenever the president and you are in the room, he should feel as though the room is empty.
Go ahead.
He should feel as though the room is empty. So that is the perception of white people toward black people that so many black people are in denial over in 2013, and all of the talking heads that are on, that are in denial and still leading our people to their destruction by making our people believe there is such a thing as assimilation, and there is no such thing. As the report I read from last Sunday on the America's dilemma, the Negro problem, that the scholar that did the study said there's 100% agreement among white America that the most desirable thing is for the Negro to completely disappear. And that certainly there should be as few as possible in America. And so for anyone to continue to stand before us and suggest to us that we invest our time, our money, our resources, our lives, that we turn our back on our God in order to be with them is a bigger enemy than Satan.
Hmm. Go ahead.
Because you are the door for Satan.
That's right.
You know, and it's just an outrage that in this point in time, and George Curry wrote an article, and, you know, George Curry has never, you know, he writes for the Final Call, but it's not like he's some nationalist or militant. He's a columnist.
Right.
And he raised in an article that he wrote, and you can see it on blackvoicenews.com, but I just want to share briefly what George Curry wrote, some of what he wrote. He wrote, organizers of the two recent marches on Washington, one called by Al Sharpton and Martin Luther King III, and the other engineered primarily by King's sister Bernice, almost stumbled over one another, praising the diversity of their respective marches. However, not one addressed the elephant in the room. Why was more emphasis placed on bringing in groups that were not part of the push for jobs and freedom in 1963 than assembling a broad coalition of black leaders? To be even more direct, how can you justify excluding Minister Louis Farrakhan? After all, he managed to draw more black men to the nation's capital on October 16, 1995, than the combined crowds of the 1963 March on Washington, the Sharpton March on August 24th, and the August 28th commemorative march. In fact, the Million Man March at least doubled their combined attendance. Regardless of your personal view of Farrakhan, he has demonstrated he has a significant following in the black community and deserves to be part of any serious attempt to address the numerous problems facing black America. Of course, the reason Farrakhan was excluded is because he is anathema to Jews, who view him as a virulent anti-Semite. Essentially, the choice for black leaders is that they must choose between Jews, longtime allies of the civil rights movement, and Farrakhan, who inspires and motivates some segments of the black community that the establishment leaders can't reach. Over the years, black leaders have sided with Jews, except for a couple of months under Kwesi Mfumi. The Congressional Black Caucus, one of the strongest pro-Israel voting blocs in Congress, and the NAACP under Ben Chavis have consistently distanced themselves from Farrakhan. And then he said he talks about the 1993 Congressional Black Caucus town hall meeting where Mfumi declared that they were not going to allow that anymore, that the Congressional Black Caucus was entering into a covenant with the Nation of Islam and other black organizations, fraternities, sororities, professional groups. But following that, Farrakhan assistant Khaled Abdul-Muhammad gave a speech at King College in New Jersey denouncing Jews as bloodsuckers and the Pope as a no-good cracker. CBC members pressured Mfumi to withdraw the offer of a covenant. Non-blacks, this is George Curry still writing, never understood that Mfumi wasn't endorsing Farrakhan or Muhammad's views of the Jews. He was advocating what civil rights leaders call operational unity, meaning they will cooperate to collectively address some of the ills in the African American community while maintaining their independence. Mark Melman, Democratic pollster, told the LA Times, "There is a failure of many Jews to understand the sense of crisis in the black community." But he added, "There is a lack of appreciation by blacks of Jewish anxieties over their embracing people like Farrakhan, who are vicious anti-Semites." Mm. And so now you see George Curry take the point. See, we're coming up into another change that is taking place in the wake of the murder of Trayvon Martin, the release of films like The Butler, the statistics that you all were dealing with earlier, where 1% of the U.S. budget is going to food stamps, and the House, the Republican-dominated House, is trying to get rid of that. And so, as the messenger said, Allah will make you separate. But see, this brother, George Curry, is seeing the light that we are being stifled, we are being hamstrung, because a people who could care less about us or what happens to us, and in fact, as Dr. Ritchie reminded us of the secret relations, two volumes, their whole history is sucking our blood. And yet some of our so-called leaders have chosen them over us. And that's got to come to an end.
Well, you know, I have to say one thing. I hate it when anybody describes Minister Farrakhan as a virulent anti-Semite. Now, the reason I hate that is that if we go back to the history of when this conflict happened between the minister and these so-called Jews, they attacked him first back in 1984 just because he was protecting Jesse Jackson. And they're the ones who started
it. And because they attacked Jesse Jackson. That's right.
They attacked Jesse Jackson. Mm-hmm. The Farrakhan defended Jesse Jackson. Then they attacked him. And then we went to work studying why these Jewish crackers were like the way they are, and that's when the secret relationship between blacks and Jews came out. If they had never attacked Minister Farrakhan, they would be hidden today.
Well, that's exactly right.
They've been blasted to open up to the world because they attacked Minister Farrakhan first.
And they have done it with such relentless lying and deception. See, it'd be different if you had some facts behind your position. You call him an anti-Semite, but you don't call him a liar.
Come on.
See, when he says you're the bloodsuckers of the black community, tell me he's lying.
Tell me
that you did not rise to the level of wealth that you have, which most of us knew about your retail operation, but until the secret relationships research, we didn't know that you date all the way back to the Mississippi Delta and the cotton fields.
Come on.
This deception was spread throughout the black community and America that somehow Jews suffer second only to blacks. And in fact, at a certain point, you pulled out in front of us and said you have suffered more than anybody. You got a patent on the term Holocaust.
Come on.
You attack black scholars for using the term Black Holocaust. In every encyclopedia of any repute, when you see the word Semite, the first thing you see is that it's a language, and the minister did an episode on this on Time and What Must Be Done. But if you look up the Semitic languages of the world, the number one language that is a Semitic language is Arabic.
Come on, that's Arabic.
And there is no history of Semite being associated with Jews until after the 20th century began. And so it's people like Abraham Foxman and the ADL that have created this propaganda campaign against the minister. The minister cannot be an anti-Semite. None of us can be. We're the original Semites.
Right.
The Semitic language is Arabic, the original tongue, and it is spoken by a minimum, as their original tongue, a minimum of 200 million people in Africa and the Middle East. So just the use, they have co-opted and taken that term, and we really need to think about a legal action and a cease and desist. Because they have robbed us in our faith. And so you say you're not a bloodsucker, but you're robbing us even of that term, because you're not a Semite. Most of you all are from Brooklyn, New York.
Go ahead. And the European Jews, the European Jews, their native language is Yiddish.
It's Yiddish.
Okay. Yiddish, not Hebrew, not Arabic, Yiddish.
They're East European Jews that come out of Russia, and this is why they're so angry at Vladimir Putin, because most of his editorial is similar to what the minister said in the broadcast.
Mm.
He said that, yes, Putin said, yes, we agree that those people were and those children were gassed. The issue is not whether they were gassed. The issue is who did it. And Vladimir Putin says it is not, in his view, it was not the Syrian government. And see, what the United States calls rebels, the Syrian government calls them terrorists. Among them, Al-Qaeda. And CIA-armed so-called rebels, just like Libya had these so-called rebels.
Come on.
Iraq had so-called rebels and insurgents. See, we as black people have to become more analytical. That's why we, Brother Terrence and I, always are joined by an analyst, Dr. Ridgely, because we just pull sentences out the air. And what Brother Lewis said about this homosexuality, that's analytical. See, he doesn't let us just think in boxes. But look at the fact that Obama has gone all over the world pushing homosexuality. Our world leaders.
That's right.
And can stand in Ghana and will not say nothing about black people, even as he stands in the door of no return. No, he talks about humanity. Humanity was not kidnapped and brought into slavery. Black people were kidnapped off the coast of West Africa and brought to America and forced into bondage for 400 years, as was predicted in the book of Genesis.
And they didn't pick up no homosexuals because they wanted us to reproduce.
Exactly.
Mm. Wow. So let me know. Y'all are listening to Elevated Places, and I think I'm going to charge Brother Lewis for setting this off, because he said we have set a platform for everybody. And callers, you done set a fuse on Dr. Ava. And y'all getting it. I said she was set up. I think she set us up. And she's giving us all that Allah has. So, callers, let me just say this. We're going to struggle to get to you, but you are hearing the responses coming from our host, Dr. Ava Muhammad. You are hearing the responses from our contributors. So we do have a bunch of callers lined up. And
let's go to the phone. Go right ahead.
No, but we're hearing the line of the conversation, so I don't want to not allow you to say what you have to say.
We're going to slow our roll. Go ahead.
Don't slow. I'm just letting y'all know the heat is already there. So we're going to go straight to Brother Kevin. Brother Kevin, welcome to Elevated Places.
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Walaikum salam, sir.
All right. This is Brother Kevin from Georgia. I'm here in a hot black coffee party.
All right.
Enjoying the topic. We got to give them devils you know what. And, you know, as usual, you are bringing topics that need to be discussed throughout the black community, and I appreciate you and all the hard work that you guys are doing, and just keep up the good fight.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
you're welcome.
And I thank you, and the reason why I thank you, because one of the things that I will say about us and I will say about the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is that one of the greatest things about Elevated Places is not necessarily us, but it is what comes out of our listeners and our callers, because we get inspired and we get motivated when you call in. So we always say all praise is due to Allah. We thank God for the opportunity, but we thank God for the people when they hear something comes up out of us. So we're taught by Minister Farrakhan that education is not to put in, but it is to bring out of. So hopefully Elevated Places is bringing out of the callers and the listeners a higher level of consciousness and thinking, because when we're not in one another's presence, that mindset and that activation of the God force in you will start to go to work. And next thing you know, you don't have to look for a Farrakhan, because you'll see Farrakhan in yourself. You will see others that are scholars that you look up to in yourself when you start reflecting the same thing that's in you, that's in the person that you may look up to. So I thank callers for that. And I do want to throw out there that people don't forget that Martin Luther King Jr. was the biggest anti-Semitic person of his time. And so
yep.
It's funny how they're saying, Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, we don't want him because he's an anti-Semitic, but the same one they're celebrating was the biggest one that they call of his time. So like you said, we need to know the history, and that's why we have an Elevated Contributor, and we have a host like Dr. Ava Muhammad. But we want to go right to our brother, Dr. Salam. Welcome to Elevated Places.
All right.
Brother Salam.
Yes, Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Oh, it's so good to hear about my family. Dr. Ava, I'm glad you made it.
Oh, yes, sir.
We were worried about you. You don't have the transportation that some of us have. Dr. Risley bared witness a little while ago that he can't even get near the plane.
Well, I'll tell you, I was just down the street doing parent duty, and I left my husband down there at the schools with my daughter, so we're good to go.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You know, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said something back in 1969 or 1970, and he said, brothers, ain't no devil going to get you down in the earth. The devil got you on top of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so profound, because that's exactly what is going on. And you mentioned the president, and you also mentioned our beloved brother Muammar Gaddafi. If you remember, President Barack Obama went to visit Muammar Gaddafi.
Yes,
and he shook hands with him and greeted him in the greeting words of peace of assalamu alaikum. And a few months later, our brother was dead. Now, here's a man, Muammar Gaddafi, who did not have one homeless person in Libya.
That's
he
right.
went down right. into the earth under the sand and brought up clean water for his people. Why would
That's
you
right.
want such a man like that dead? That man was a model for many of the Muslims. But we're just living in a time now where our people do not see that these wars and the president's outreach, as all the presidents have reached out, this whole thing has one purpose and aim, and that's for the protection of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
That is all
Absolutely.
It's about. When you get close to Israel, and I say it that way because there's no J sound in the Hebrew language, and we know those things, and I try to be right and exact with that. But that's the whole melting pot. When you get close to those Jews in their camps, then you have stepped on the toes of the government of America and the toes of the president of the United States of America, because he has to step out and come out of his natural self into his slave self, or he's not in office anymore, because they will take him out. And that's just what's going on. So the leadership is the NOI and a brother named Farrakhan and the time and what must be done. There's nothing else out there to look for. There's nothing else out there to pray for. And I wanted to say that because it's so profoundly true. This unified budget, and you mentioned it, Dr. Ava, 60% of the budget of America is for military and the wars. But what they're not telling you is just how many of our soldiers, black, white, and Hispanic, are committing suicide. The suicide rate of the military is so vast that it's just almost unthinkable. And I will close with this. As we lifted our dear president on our backs to get him in office, we'll probably have to lift him to get him out of office. But for a man to stand up and just deny everything that his mind and his heart stand for is nothing but fear. And I posted on Twitter just some days back that fear nullifies motion. And our brothers and sisters who are not in motion and not in line with the time and what must be done are already dead. They're just waiting on the funeral. As-salamu alaykum.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Wa-alaykum
so much.
Salam. And you know, to Dr. Salam's point, you know, that the president just sounded so absurd Tuesday night, attempting to justify moving in on a sovereign nation that has never been a threat, direct or implied, to this country, and to the point where the citizenry is against this. Your own party members are against this. The Pope is speaking out against this. Russia, China, everyone is speaking out against it, and you're standing there talking about the Jewish Holocaust in this speech. You're standing there talking about how offended we all should be, looking at dead people in Syria who were the victims of this gas, the sarin gas, and how they suffered. And the question comes to your mind, well, since when did Jews care about Arab babies?
Come on.
Dying. Now, what is Israel upset about? That they want to go to war because Assad, quote, is killing his own people. Why does that bother Israel? See, this is Dr. Salam's point, that this is about Israel dominating the so-called Middle East so that they can dominate Africa in the 21st century. It's not even about their defense. They don't need a defense because they are the tentacle of the greatest military power on earth. Now they've got stockpiles of chemical weapons over
and
there
nuclear.
in Dimona, Israel.
And nuclear.
They're one of the top nuclear powers. They won't sign any treaties.
Come on.
They have violated major UN provisions. They attacked Syria. They have bombed Syria.
That's right.
They blew up the nuclear reactor in Iraq.
That's right.
When the United States says to them, "Well, you're a little out of order. Shut up." No, we have a right to defend ourselves. But why are they upset about dead Syrian babies? Why? Because they didn't get to kill them first? What are they upset about? So for the president to stand there talking about being offended, is he offended that the U.S. government conducted
experiments on black men in Tuskegee, Alabama.
Come on.
From 1932 to 1972.
Come on, 40 years, come on.
Denied treatment to those that had syphilis and injected syphilis into those that didn't have it, and it was spread to their wives and children. And the penicillin was discovered in
1947. Come on.
So what about that, Mr. Obama? You find that offensive? You know, that to this moment, these corporate welfare queens like BP, gas, spilling oil all over the Alabama, Mississippi coastline and getting away with it.
And Monsanto contaminating
okay.
the seeds. And Monsanto
Thank
contaminating
you.
The seeds.
Monsanto? Yeah. I mean, that does. I mean, if you want to talk about chemical warfare, you're spraying all of our food, dumping waste in the black community, in poor white communities, and then looking around with me. Are you serious about Syria? I mean, it's clear. You know, as Dr. Sloan said, this man is. Well, the minister said it. You know, he was selected. And
right,
they elected,
that's right.
And I think he's past fear. I think he believes it.
Yeah.
You know, that's what a snake does. That's what like you talked about Satan earlier, Dr. Rizzi, the serpent. You know, the arch deceiver. You know, first they got to vet you before you run for the office. You're already halfway gone when you're running.
Yes.
You know, you're not going to run for president of the United States and not go over there and kiss that wall.
Go ahead, go ahead.
But he was almost like a puppet, a robot.
Well, you know, Mr. Farrakhan mentioned how they searched his heart and they saw they could use him. And so we all got to be careful in terms of what we want because Satan will give us that and then use us for his purposes.
Oh, he absolutely, he comes at you through your desires, our
right.
desires.
That's right. That's right. And there's one thing I want
He's
to say about Dimona. I want to say this about Dimona. Dimona is the place where the African Jews, that's
exactly.
the only place
Hebrew
they can live.
Mm-hmm.
Is they bring them and they put them in Dimona as human shields against an attack by Iran on their nuclear facility.
That's exactly right. This thing is amazing. It's amazing. But anyway, we're going on and on again, Brother Terrence.
No problem. And I'm
Call
loving
and get us going.
I'm loving the discussion. We got a sister, I think, Joella. Welcome to Elevated Places.
As-salamu alaykum, family.
Lake Salam.
Yes.
Thank you for your
praise is due to Master Farah Muhammad and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan for sharing with us the time and what must be done. And I thank Sister Rona for getting me on because, you know, this is such an elevated, high-spirited moment every Thursday night that I think everyone should listen to. And I'm trying to pass the word on because it means so much for us as a people to read and understand what is going on. And I just want to say something about our sacred book here, The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews. And it's on page 340, Sister Ava and Dr. Ridgely and Brother Terrence. It's about Jews and black labor. And Dr. Ridgely mentioned about how we have just become so lazy that we don't know how to even think about doing for self in terms of picking up tools and building our own homes. And if anyone is listening, we just need to read this to our family regarding how when we came out of slavery, how we were self-sufficient and how the Jewish immigrants with particular mercantile skills descended upon the most fertile areas of the plantation South that had the largest concentrations of black workers to create a distinctly Jewish economic infrastructure. And without question, the critical component of this activity was the reliability supply of labor, meaning that when we came out of slavery, we had, our people had the skills to do for selves, the carpenters, the brick masons, the cigar makers, the bakers, and all of these skills were taken away from us. So if we were to just read pages 340, read the whole book, but just start on page 340 and go on to 342, and it will explain why we need to just get away and start going back and building skills and building our communities, because it is the time and it is what we must do. Thank you, family, and may Allah continue to bless us. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you.
Well.
Thank you so much.
And we have to figure out a way. I just want to say this. Yes. We got to figure out a way to get more people to view the time and what must be done. We've got to figure out a way to get more people to view the time and what must be done. So don't just lay there, people. Go out and get more people to look at the time and what must be done. Thank you.
And just
and
to
I
add
think
on to that.
That go ahead, yes, sir.
No,
well,
ahead,
you know, not that I am the worst person on earth in marketing, publicity, whatever it's. But I think one reason I showed a clip at the end of my last lecture, sometimes with our people, because we're in this time of social network and on demand, and the enemy has so much pulling on our people and on their attention, that just the same way the film industry shows trailers, of their forthcoming movies. They know you can, the average American can only handle so much information. And we have become so illiterate and really turned off to righteous living, that to come out of all the filth that they have saturated the atmosphere with and then get hit with something on that level, I think one thing we need to look into is pulling short clips from the time what must be done and letting certain markets get a look at those clips, because once they hear those clips, they will absolutely want to hear more, because at every stage he's dropping very profound information. But because he doesn't waste any time, and it's all substance from beginning to end, you only have about 30 seconds with the average person. And
right.
I definitely know talking about it is not sufficient, because we're like the people in the days of Noah. We don't want to know what time it is, and we don't want to know what must be done. We want a party.
Come on.
So we almost need to produce clips and then have them in our phones and tablets and say, take a peek at this. Can you just take a look at this?
Right. We got to sneak up on them.
Yeah, because it's so powerful. And I know that 15-minute segment I showed, when he addressed directly the Muslim world and addressed directly the Nation of Islam. See, even that clip to the president, and we weren't able to play it tonight. We can probably play it next week because it needs to be heard again. That short 1 minute or so to the president about what is happening to his reputation, which we just got through dealing with.
Yes.
You know, that alone, I think people would want to hear more. Because nobody brings it like him. And once they hear the voice, and if it's on a smartphone or tablet, they can catch the optics of it. But I just think we need to recognize the limits. You know, everybody's not an Elevated Places listener and caller. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
People that log into Elevated Places are different. They're the exception. But the average person wants to know who won the last game, who's playing Saturday,
Right.
You know, where can I get a drink? Where can I get high?
That's right. It's real.
I just got some more tattoos. I'm going to Mickey D's. I'm coming from Mickey D's. You know, so
I just broke my nail. I broke my nail.
You know, you pulled my weave off. I mean, this is where it is. You know, I got to go get my phone upgraded. We'll stand in Sprint or Verizon for hours.
Well, Dr. Ava and Brother Ridgely, you all have dropped so much, and I apologize to the callers. We're not going to be able to get it.
We're so sorry.
Dr. Ava wrapped it up. We'll close the remarks. But we do want to remind everybody, every Saturday at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, the Time and What Must Be Done series by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan at noi.org/thetime, or you can go to YouTube and watch it, and we want you to tweet about it. Tweet the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan at Louis Farrakhan. Also tweet at Dr. Ava Muhammad and follow her, as well as hear her this Sunday at 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern on WVON, and you can get the iHeart app. So you can hear it on your mobile units or go online. You want to make sure that you stay in tune. Call in early. As you see, this is a powerhouse discussion, Elevated Places. Make sure you have everybody tune in on Thursdays at blogtalkradio.com/Elevated Places. And I'm leaving it and turning over to closing words and comments to our wonderful host, Dr. Ava Muhammad. Thank you for tuning in to Elevated Places. Dr. Ava Muhammad, take us on in.
Well, thank you for listening, everyone, and I know because our audience is primarily very strong supporters of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and so therefore I think it was worthwhile to spend some time stressing the importance of directing people to the broadcast. We don't have to try to reteach what he's teaching. Just make the appointment and let them know it's available on demand. They can look at it anytime, any place, or listen to it. You know, talk to people as you find them and come to them on their comfort level. Technology has made all of this possible, so let's utilize it for the best purpose. And may Allah God bless all of us. Thank you, Brother Terrence, Dr. Risley, Sister Rona, Sister LaDonna, and Brother Bobby. Thank you all so much. May Allah bless all of us with the light of understanding. As-salamu alaykum.
As-salamu alaykum.